Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Have you ever visited one of Hakata's well-known sightseeing spots, the Hakata Machiya Furusato-kan? Located in Nisen Machi, Hakata Ward, near Kushida Shrine, this facility lets you observe and experience the traditional lifestyle and culture of old Hakata. It includes a building designated as a tangible cultural property by Fukuoka City, a souvenir shop offering goods related to Fukuoka and Hakata, and interactive exhibits where you can view displays on Hakata's history and culture, watch demonstrations by skilled artisans, and even try your hand at making traditional crafts. This year marks the 30th anniversary of Hakata Machiya Furusato-kan, and to celebrate, the souvenir shop was renovated and reopened in April with a newly added cafe. The new cafe and retail space called Hakata Kara offers traditional crafts from Hakata, popular Fukuoka-themed items, locally made sweets, and exclusive products you won't find anywhere else, perfect for souvenirs. The cafe serves Japanese tea and traditional sweets. Additionally, a new tourist information and exchange space has been created to welcome international visitors. This is a great new spot where you can experience Hakata's traditional culture firsthand, so I highly recommend a visit.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. Have you heard about Easy Japanese Radio? This radio program is for international residents who are still working on their Japanese skills and is a chance to listen to Easy Japanese spoken at an easy pace. Information international residents will find useful in regards to living in Fukuoka will be shared. The program is on every Friday from 9:54 a.m. If you can't understand everything or miss what was said, don't worry. You'll be able to see the script for the program on Love FM's website and also listen to the podcast as many times as you want. It's a great chance to practice not only your listening skills, but also pick up some new useful vocabulary. So tune in every Friday. All right, I have some more important information to share with you here. June 1st to the 7th is HIV testing week. Just last year, medical institutions in Fukuoka City reported 27 new HIV infections and 15 AIDS patients. To prevent the spread of HIV, the earlier it's discovered, the faster it can be treated. Even if someone is infected with HIV, few symptoms appear, which is why testing is necessary to know if someone is actually infected. Free, anonymous HIV screenings will be held at the health and welfare centers of each ward. The test is simple and only requires a blood sample. Please note that testing is only available on certain days, so be sure to check the schedule on the Fukuoka City website in advance. If an HIV diagnosis is made in the early stages, with proper health management and treatment, the onset of AIDS can be delayed. So, if you think you may be at risk, please get checked as soon as possible. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.